May 22nd, Jesus says, a little, just to persuade you, that I am with you. You are too enfeebled. You cannot write much. Nor is it necessary. Mutual love is enough for me and for you. It is not necessary to give many words to the others, for only a few among them receive them with an upright spirit. I want to have you observe the first chapter of Genesis, a sentence which is repeated 6 times, one for each day of creation. And God saw that it was good. On the 7th day God rested on the goodness of what had been made by him. Goodness. One of God's main attributes. He, good, does only good things. And, happy, he rests on them, for he considers that his children are enjoying those good things. Always consider this, my faithful soul. Evil creeps in, but it does not come from God. From God what is good comes. Therefore, when things are wicked for you, do not accuse God, but turn to the Father to receive help. Consequently, moreover, to understand whether something comes from God, or from what God is not, the enemy of goodness, with many names, ranging from that of Satan, the father of all evil, to those of war, abuse of power, cruelty, envy, calumny, and so on, observe in yourself and your neighbor the reactions it produces. If with pain there is peace, then it is a proof that it comes from God. If in pain there is torment, but the soul remains united to its Lord, and weeps on his breast, then it is something permitted by God. If in pain, and, more than in pain, in joy, in tangible success, in well-being, and in triumph, for this happens in such a case, there is restlessness and detachment from God, then it is an event coming from the evil. Evil always comes in the ephemeral and deceitful robe of human gain. Never be fooled. True gain is the supernatural. Trials are the coins with which this gain is acquired. Peace is God's caress for his faithful one who has been put to the test. Weep. You are a creature, and must undergo the weakness of your human nature. But remain in peace. God is with you, and from this pain will be able to give you something good, for he thus medicates the wounds inflicted by the enemy of his children and of himself, drawing from evil a reason to give you greater eternal good and his blessing, beginning now. That's enough. Peace be with you.